Well, good morning to everyone. I hope you are all doing well. When I was about 11 years old, I was helping my grandfather, Brian, and my uncle as they ground ear corn in an old hammer mill. The hammer mill was hooked up to a tractor and was running full tilt. My uncle was quickly shoveling corn into the hammer mill while I was helping my grandfather fill the burlap sacks with ground corn. As my grandfather and I were filling the burlap sacks, it got very hectic with all the noise of the tractor and the hammer mill. Because of all the noise and the hubbub, I had a moment of timid hesitation in doing my job by failing to switch a lever from one burlap sack to the other. At that point, as I hesitated, my grandfather told me something that I will never forget. He said, "Marshall, do something, even if it's wrong." I think what my grandfather was trying to get across to me was to take action. Just do something. You see, I hesitated in doing anything because I was timid and afraid that I would do the wrong thing. Sometimes I think we as followers of Christ find ourselves too timid or too afraid to take up some Christian task, some Christian ministry, and wind up doing nothing. I'm sure there are times when we think to ourselves, "I can't do that. I don't have the ability." But there's an old saying that states this, quote, "God doesn't call the equipped, God equips the called." And in 2 Timothy 1:7, the Apostle Paul encouraged young Timothy by declaring to him this, quote, "God did not give us a spirit that is timid, but one that is powerful, loving, and self-controlled." And Mother Teresa famously said this, "Not all of us can do great things, but all of us can do small things with great love." Earlier this year, a parishioner told me, quote, "We as a church love God, and we believe in His presence, and we must focus on the small things, baby steps, to do what He wants us to do." Brethren, there are always opportunities in the Christian life to serve God in many ways. Opportunities to serve God and His children present themselves oftentimes when we least expect it. Now, not all of these opportunities will be huge. Some of these opportunities will be seemingly small. But think about it. Are there really any small, insignificant opportunities to serve the great God? Friends, let us serve God, not timidly, but with confidence. Brethren, let us be about doing for God. Let us do something. Amen.